This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, it's hour number two. I'll tell you about the guests when we come back from this quick break in a few minutes, but I've got a very powerful John Baum special report I want to get to. U.S. citizens under threat of foreign hackers thanks to the deep state. Yeah. Julian Assange came out and gave a little press conference today, and he made the point that the CIA's claiming we're all enemies for having this. They're the ones that leaked it. They're the ones that don't have good practices, keeping secret stuff that's illegal they're doing. I love how they turn this around. Here is the John Baum Report, and we'll be back.
It's an atomic bomb of public information, the first in a WikiLeaks data dump of the largest ever publication of confidential CIA documents dubbed Vault 7 by WikiLeaks. The first chunk of the series gleaned from the ultra-secure CIA Center for Cyber Intelligence in Langley, Virginia, is 8,761 documents known to the CIA as Year Zero. The gravity of the situation is monumental. As WikiLeaks writes, recently the CIA lost control of the majority of its hacking arsenal. The archive appears to have been circulated among former U.S. government hackers and contractors in an unauthorized manner, one of whom has provided WikiLeaks with portions of the archive. Year Zero introduces the scope and direction of the CIA's global covert hacking program. Its malware arsenal and dozens of zero-day weaponized exploits against a wide range of U.S. and European company products, including Apple's iPhone, Google's Android, and Microsoft's Windows, and even Samsung TVs, which are turned into covert microphones. By the end of 2016, the CIA's hacking division, which formerly falls under the agency's Center for Cyber Intelligence, had over 5,000 registered users and had produced more than 1,000 hacking systems, trojans, viruses, and other weaponized malware. Such is the scale of the CIA's undertaking that by 2016, its hackers had utilized more code than that used to run Facebook. The CIA had created, in effect, its own NSA with even less accountability and without publicly answering the question as to whether such a massive budgetary spend on duplicating the capacities of a rival agency could be justified. Essentially, a cyber weapon of the heaviest caliber in the hands of any hacker on planet Earth. Not only has the CIA and its deep state web of political minions kept this total breach of human privacy quiet, they have turned the illegal and compromised Frankenstein monster loose on America's executive branch. Meanwhile, the corporatic political elite knowingly carried on with the charade that the CIA had proof the Russians were colluding with President Donald Trump. Knowing full well that the deep state could counterfeit any trace of hacking, and in turn blaming it on rogue actors to support a seditious coup of the President of the United States.
Because of the seriousness of the accusations involved on all sides of this issue, I want to make sure that we hold as many of these hearings out in public so that the American people and all of you can attend and report on. This is an initial list, but we have Director Comey of the FBI, Director Rogers of the NSA, former Director Brennan from CIA, former Director Clapper, Ms. Yates, former Acting Attorney General.
What they're interested in is warning the American public and the world that the so-called smart appliances, let's say a phone, smart TV, Samsung, Sony, even your smart car, is totally vulnerable to the NSA and, in particular, the CIA. Now, the NSA always had the mandate for cyber command and cyber warfare. But the individual and the institution that never had the command or the mandate was the CIA. It has to release its mandate or it will be prosecuted for crimes against the state, and it has already committed crimes against the state.
Maybe now, as the intelligence community and the Schumers, Feinsteins, and Pelosis in the corrupt D.C. bubble are rightfully questioned due to this massive attack on the Bill of Rights, they will come to feel the persuasive presence of Providence protecting these United States of America. President Trump, the swamp appears to be draining itself. Godspeed, Commander, and God bless America. John Baum for Infowars.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're already into the second hour, broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday, the ninth day of March 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dave Rubin is just really a smart guy. I say that because I would never watch him when he was on the Young Turks because I couldn't listen to them and the arrogance and the ignorance and the lies. And then I got familiar with him going on the Joe Rogan podcast and some of the other work he's doing. And then I've been on some co-interviews with him on some other shows. The point is that... He's going to be on with us in the third hour today. John Rappaport's hosting the fourth hour. And I've got a lot to cover today. I may just co-host with Rappaport. That's kind of how that works sometimes in the fourth hour. If I want to take it over, I do. But Rappaport's always great to listen to. Rappaport's one of my favorite people to listen to, quite frankly. That's one of the few people I'll actually listen to at like midnight if I'm still up while I'm doing work. I put Rappaport on when he fills in. I don't know why I'm volunteering that. I am so angry right now that I'm calm. That's what's happening. So you're not getting the quacking Alex. You're getting the very, very angry Alex right now. So I'm trying to control myself. You know why I'm pissed off? Because it's so ridiculously obvious that Pope Francis is a horrible, demonic, anti-Christian slug. And that George Ramos, one of the biggest TV hosts in the world, is an absolute elitist trying to ensure that Latin Americans never get a middle class. I mean, they're so uncool. And we have the WikiLeaks. We know the social engineering. I've studied all these people. I know I'm right. I know Donald Trump actually wants a giant middle class and wants to advance people off of what they stand for, not what color they are. Just like Martin Luther King said, I know the ideology I'm promoting is an entire universe different and better than the globalist. I know the globalist are hell-bent on social engineering and phasing out humanity. I've read 4 books by Bertrand Russell. I've read 5 books by Zbigniew Brzezinski. I've read both books Adolf Hitler wrote. What a scumbag. I have read it all. Okay, I basically read it all. I've read the social engineering books of Eber Bernays. I've read the social engineering books of H.G. Wells. I don't say that like I'm bragging, but I realize that when I talk to pseudo-intellectuals, they might have read one of these they did their thesis on in college, and they walk around acting like they're all intellectual and lisping and acting wimpy like that's intellectual. They don't know anything. They know how to screw people over. They know how to put out dumbed-down ideology that dumbed-down populations go along with. But it's like giving some man who's dying of thirst in the desert an empty glass and saying, here, drink that. I just have hospitality. I'm not even saying I'm a perfect person, but I like life. I like hospitality. I like seeing people do good. And they see me as a chump, you see, because I'm not a sociopath. I'm not a psychopath. I am a primitive, snarling caveman. Thank God I'm not one of these modern scumbags ready to screw everybody over. I get fundamentally angry when I read WikiLeaks, thousands of pages of it, how they want to make you poor, how they want to hurt you. I mean, I just did like you. Me and Buckley one night were up here late reading like hundreds of pages, and he said, my God. He said, how could anyone be this nasty? He's like, look, they're all nasty. Oh, we screwed these people over. Oh, we're going to rip these people off. Oh, yeah. It's like, God, I want to get these people. I'll tell you point blank, man. I want to get in a ring with them and go, here's a battle axe. I've got one. You want to screw people over? Try it with me. And it's not that I'm claiming I'm the toughest guy around, but I've got a will and an instinct to absolutely stomp their heads in. I am sick of scum. I am sick of backstabbing filth. I am tired of these people. I want to see the spirit of humanity rise up and defeat them. They make a big joke out of the fact that I get pissed off. The persecution of our species, if you don't have empathy and you don't metaphysically feel it, it's not just empathy. It's not just you see something happen and you're upset. You can feel it. And you look at these scumbags like Hayden up there, so weak, so pathetic, so dumb, so turned over to evil in his stupid little admiral outfit. When he couldn't command his way out of a wet paper bag, telling us, oh, the millennials are the fault of why all this data keeps leaking. You're the ones, the buck stops with you, you're the one that let that get out. You're at fault, and you never take responsibility, not for the crimes you commit against us, or when you get caught, you claim it's the people that your own program helped dumb down. That's something else. You blame people you dumb down so you could control them on the fact that stuff leaked? I love that. Oh, you can't get good personnel because of a declassified CIA program that's been going on for 65 years to turn people into idiots. So weaklings like you can manage them, and then the snake eats itself, and it turns around and it blames the dumbed down, lazy society that you've helped foster and create. You blame it on your victims. That's something else, isn't it? I look at North Korea and the stunted, demonic little pig people that are ruling over those starving villagers and just having their way with them. But they're so brainwashed, they're almost free. They're just like, just being tortured by a bunch of nobodies. And I just see where we're going. God almighty, it makes me want to throw up what goes on in Venezuela, what goes on in Cuba, and then I get to hear all these slack-jawed, lazy college kids driving luxury cars with $1,000, you know, $800 smartphones in their hands, bitching and telling me how great communism is, and how I'm a white male, so I have no opinion or no standing, but they're white males telling me that while they drive a car nicer than mine. I'll be at an anti-abortion protest, the communists get out, they're driving an $80,000 Jaguar Mercedes, and they're like, F you, you capitalist scum! And they're like wearing $800 shoes. And none of it's lost on them. You understand? It's like this rock band that's supposedly big, I'm told. Pro-Soros rock band burns InfoWars newspaper in music video. And they call for basically shutting us down. And then, oh, but get this, they sell their music. And they're rich. Oh, and they say I'm anti-Muslim, and so they have a Sikh through the group. India would even exist if it probably wasn't for them, who battled the Muslims for 800 years. A Sikh. I love that propaganda, as if you're going to show a Sikh that InfoWars is bad, when I can't walk down a street and I'll have the Sikhs run over and start shaking my hand like Jesus Christ just landed. And I'm not saying that's even a good thing, but you don't know how I get mobbed by Indians wherever I go because they know Donald Trump's right. Because 100 plus million Indians have been killed by Islamists. Oh, yeah, 140 million. So I love your little commie propaganda. Think it's going to work on the Indians? Don't think so. They've already been murdered for hundreds of years. They know. You scum. See, that's the ignorance of you people. Oh, we're communists. Oh, we make tens of millions a year. Oh, buy our album. Oh, Alex is a capitalist. Burn his free speech. See, I haven't even gotten to the news yet. It's just at a certain point, I'm just sick of hypocrites. I am completely and totally tired of Bono got caught giving less than 1% of billions he raised for Africa. And so he went up to 1.8%. Same thing with Hillary. I mean, but it's okay because she's liberal and she's a woman, so steal all the money. It's okay, right? They're bad people. And then let's get to Paul Ryan first. We have video. Paul Ryan did a multi-hour presentation today where he went out with a TV and some graphics and lied to the American people. I watched a part of it. I got a printout of what he said. This is the best deal. This is a lot better than Obamacare. No, Rand Paul has pointed out that this is a horrible deal. You're trying to deceive the president into getting behind it. And I'm glad to say, Paul Ryan, we have the votes to repeal the whole stinking thing. Then we can do something else we want. We're not going to have the original Republican screw job version. Are there some good parts? Is it better than Obamacare? Yes, but it's not what Congress got sent there to do, and it's worse than what a repeal is, so you're not going to get it, Eddie Munster. You're not going to get it, you sociopath con man. You're not better than us. We see through you, you piece of filth, and you will fall. God, I'm so sick of these con men. I'm so tired of them. I pray for the day he gets thrown out of Congress. He's a bigger enemy than Hillary Clinton. He is the enemy of the American people. He is funded massively by George Soros, and he thinks he can con you. He is a total piece of trash for the big insurance companies that want to make you buy their overpriced insurance. We've already seen it massively increase in prices. We've seen the huge screw job. It was designed to wreck the normal market and take out all the small companies and small chains of hospitals and clinics. This is a consolidation of the healthcare market and a screw job to the consumer and the American people and a private corporate tax to offshore banks that own insurance companies. And Paul Ryan is bought and paid for, and he wants to rob you and your family. Think about how he wants to rob tens of thousands of you from your money every year. But also get the big lesson. Donald Trump needs to start doing his own presentations just like this at least a couple times a week. Then he'll want to do it every night with his energy, 8 o'clock Central. I'm telling you, it'll be the highest rated information in history, and it will help further bring the globalist mainstream media down. It's already down, but it's time to push the facade over. I'm Alex Jones.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's Harry's.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
bypasses the media all the time on Twitter. He needs to do it direct. At least twice a week. Maybe like Wednesday nights, Sunday nights. That's what I would do. 30 minutes to an hour. And just get up there like Paul Ryan did, but more professionally. And cover the lies of the media, cover the good news, cover what's happened in the week, cover what's coming up in the week. It's a major weapon Trump can absolutely dominate with, not just press conferences or occasional speeches he gives live. He has his own program at WhiteHouse.gov. All the networks will carry it. It'll control the narrative. It'll absolutely counter them and bypass them. It is the way to go. Now, since I mentioned censorship, the crew was just pointing out that this Soros group, rock band, called Portugal Man, has this whole dystopic website, and there's the resistance to the right-wingers and Alex Jones, basically. And, again, this is the type of counterculture stuff they're putting out that is not counterculture. It's all just globalist garbage. Hoping young people look at this and see the beta males that produce it and think, oh, I'm cool now. But I'm done attacking it. Let me get into all the other news that's coming up here because there's so much that is important that I need to cover. Let's get to the internet censorship and the internet kill switch that's basically going into place. But it's also happening in the real world. Internet kill switch activated in slow motion. Special report up on Infowars.com. Twitter is now making entire profiles sensitive and not letting you see them. Well, yeah, and not letting you send your tweets or not letting folks know where you went. This is the massive censorship that they're just phasing in. That's a report from Mashable. Twitter's trying to take on its troll problem. Oh, see, anybody they don't agree with is a troll in 2017, but the campaign is not without problems. So they don't make it about is censorship good or bad. They just, oh, it's an anti-troll deal, anti-fake news deal, no big deal. In addition to a range of tools aimed at filtering abusive tweets, the platform now appears to be quietly marketing entire accounts. Again, marking entire accounts as sensitive. Then it goes over all that. Or they come out in USA Today and go, oh, we're just going to flag stuff we say is questionable or fake. Then they ban our articles if it's Senator Rand Paul on the show or a former CIA section chief saying they were targeting Trump. When it's powerful and credible is when they block it. Meanwhile, I saw another CNN report last night where they were saying Trump follows fake news and Alex Jones. He believes, it was a TV report but also a print report, that there's actually high migrant crime, not Islamic invasion crime, but migrant crime, taking place in Sweden, and there's no evidence. Doesn't matter it's a national scandal. Doesn't matter if a bunch of police chiefs and others have gone public saying it's an epidemic of murder and killing and women being raped at public events en masse. No. Trump's crazy. He got it from Alex Jones. It doesn't exist. Number one, he didn't get it from us. Everybody's been covering this. But number two, it's totally real. But that's the game they play. Sweden. Migrants slice woman's throat open, murder husband, then laugh about it. Paul Joseph Watson. And then there's links to the foreign mainstream newspapers. Police chief asked for reinforcement for 5 murders in recent days in an area that never really had murders before. It was terrible what happened last night in Sweden. No, what happened? Nothing happened. Then there was like riots that night. France mayor faces 1,900 euro fine for saying 91% of Muslim classrooms are a problem. And that's the classrooms are now in many areas 90%+ Muslim. And by the way, they say if you're not a Muslim, don't come in. They're not tolerant. But that's okay, because we are. We're tolerant to be overrun. French mayor charged with crime after expressing concern over Muslim takeover of town. Woman gender studies, degrees up 300%. And you learn when you take these classes how to hate men, how to hate yourself, and how to roll over to Islam, though. Because, you know, a guy opening a door for you is bad, but if a guy's going to cut your genitals off, that's Islam. That's okay. BBC presenter given warning after saying transgender people can never be real women. Yeah, they don't have wombs. They're not real women. You want to identify as that? You feel like that? Hey, knock yourself out. Doesn't hurt me. I don't hate you. But don't then try to go teach kids and recruit. But again, BBC presenter given warning, you may be kicked off air. So that's the type of censorship and garbage that's going on. We're going to look at incredible developments, the good, the bad, and the ugly, on the economy straight ahead. We're going to look more at the huge escalation with Korea. That's North Korea, the same one Maxine Waters says Russia invaded. No, actually, they're threatening to attack Japan. They're the problem. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you. I need you. I want you to be my friend.
All right, I'm going to rampage through a ton of news right now to be absolutely clear and on target. When I say there are a lot of good people in federal agencies, whether it's transportation or education or the CIA or the FBI or defense intelligence or national intelligence, it's because there are good people. In fact, some of the best people have gotten involved in government trying to make things better from the inside. So there's a paradox that the media plays on that I'm being hypocritical. I thought the government's big and bad and corrupt. You're saying there's all these good people in government. I've always said that. Just like they're good people that work in major corporations. But if you've got bad directors and globalists that have larger plans that are corrupt, and you have policy papers put out by these elites admitting this, then you've got to resist it. CIA is one of the oldest agencies in this country since the National Security Act. Army intelligence and naval intelligence all predate that. It's been trying to absorb that ever since. And it was set up basically by Blue Bloods and British intelligence in a, not even an infiltration, but an agreed-upon secret treaty at the end of World War II to have the United States take over the British Empire. And so, and Churchill wrote about that. This is not a secret, okay? But the agreements were secret at the time. And so the United States was not taken over by England. It was the other way around. The British Empire, the Royals, all of them signed over control to be partners in the special relationship. And so the United States took over the British Empire in 1947. OSS, you name it. Now, since that happened, you see where things have gone. So the CIA is an American agency, but it's also a imperial agency. And it's been involved in just absolutely horrible stuff up one side and down the other. But you see, Assange says rogue CIA now targeting Americans. CIA creates its own version of the NSA without permission. And this is a Jerome Corsi article on Infowars.com from a press briefing or statement he made this morning. But I want to be clear. The CIA is not even the main agency. It's more the muscle. It's the State Department. Anybody that knows anything knows that's actually who runs the whole show. And that's why Rex Tillerson is having so much trouble getting anybody to do what he says or find people, because that's where the real rebellion is. And Rex Tillerson, as an executive who knows how to go into companies they take over and make people do what they're supposed to, is in there in a total war right now. So be clear about that. This country is in incredible times. And I'm surprised Trump's gotten as much done in 45 days, but he's got to, because he's got them working around the clock against him. Now, I don't know all his plans, obviously, but this bill that's better than Obamacare is still terrible that Paul Ryan has put forward. Obviously, Rand Paul's plan is a repeal. It's great. We should go with Rand Paul's plan. It's the best out there. And I've been saying that for 2 years since he first introduced the plan. He's reintroduced it today. That's up on Infowars.com right now. But to be clear, I've just got to give credit here where credit's due. We wouldn't be as far along as we are right now if there weren't major rogue elements in the CIA and other agencies that helped Trump get in, who are now becoming the main element. The majority of the CIA does not like the globalists, knows the plan's evil, knows it's bad, don't have chips on their shoulder against free market, and don't like communism. But they're controlled by the big foundation appointees that are eugenicists and have this larger breakaway civilization plan that ends the human species as we know it. And so now that this is understood, and the globalists were arrogant enough to talk about it, we exposed it. Top-down intelligence agencies and corporate systems have studied the enemy program and have decided they don't want it. So there is a cultural rejection, a vomiting up of the poison of the New World Order planetary plan, the technocracy, technotronic era program that Brzezinski and others have been honchoing. They're certainly not the progenitors or creators of it. So we're talking the big struggle right now. The future is being decided on whether it's going to be pro-human and whether we're going to let AI computers manipulate the internet and human activity and markets to where they get real control in live time of the population that's turned itself over as pawns to basically be biological androids, or whether we're going to start moving into a promotion of cultural information that is truly empowering and enlightening in a new renaissance, which will threaten stagnated elites, but which will save the species. And the real debate is, you just wipe people out and let the elites do all this, you know, breakaway civilization stuff, or do you decide to bet on humanity and move forward? The main reason they're backing off is, you can say, it's not just from an altruistic perspective or seeing the light, and so many of their own operatives realizing where this tunnel actually goes, not to Valhalla, but to hell. But the bigger issue is the elites themselves understand they're not going to get away with this plan and then not have large elements of humans that survive after them. Because they're not going to just kill 80% of us. They say they're going to kill 99%. That's in public documents. Well, the elites that thought they were elite are not going, what, you're going to kill everybody? They're like, it's okay. It'll be by the time it's your, you know, it'll be your kids. Just. So people are actually sitting back going, this doesn't sound too good. Even sociopaths are sitting around going, this doesn't sound too smart. And turn everything over to AI? No, let's have a talk about this. They're like, no, jump off the cliff. Come on, let's do it. Nah, I don't think so. So don't just think this is all, you know, America and goodness and love and, you know, everything's turning around. It's people realizing just how nasty this is. Now, there are a lot of good people fighting it, and we're the shock troops in all this. But the truth is, the sociopaths said we didn't count. The psychopaths said we didn't count. They said we would be defeated. The public was too dumb. They never listened to nationalism or productivity or renaissance or wanting God back in their lives. They'd rejected it. They'd failed. They'd failed the test. Humanity was meant to fall. Humanity was meant to be eradicated in the second fall. But see, humanity wasn't meant to. And they can now look at humanity is already overpowering the AI. We're already overpowering their best mind control, their chemicals, their biologicals, their radiologicals, super weaponized stuff. Large segments of the public are basically resistant or becoming immune to it. And the globalists now see the rise of the next level of resistance, and they're already evacuating many of them. Because, again, the ones in charge are so cowardly, so wicked, so evil, that they now understand there's a good chance they're going to lose. So they're already moving to phase two, armored redoubts, emergency escape ships, underground bunkers, I mean, big facilities, understanding that they may have to have a staged nuclear war or bioweapon release, it's going to be bio, like Bill Gates said, to wipe us out. The problem is, if you don't get all of us, we're going to get you, because then the gloves are off. It's not like you're going to release this stuff and act like terrorists did it, Bill. Bill Gates' wife last year gave a speech in Germany. She said, if you don't stop talking about this, those of you conspiracy theorists saying we're trying to reduce population, a lot of people are going to die. People, then the word went out, well, didn't you get that threat? I'm like, oh, I got the threat. You just think, like, we don't know how dangerous it is to go up against you? Oh my God, you threatened us. Oh my gosh, I'm going to run away scared now. They think we're stupid. They keep going, sell out to us, back off, or we'll get you. And it's like, sell out to killing everybody? Sell out to jumping in bed with a bunch of demons? Hell no. That's not even a question. And people now get, they go, wow, this isn't really Alex's nightmare vision of things. This isn't paranoia. This is, you can go read just the news today, and they're all saying this. And people are going, wow, wow, wow. If Alex Jones told us 18 years ago about the cameras and microphones, listening to us, if all this is going on, we better go look at what he's talking about. They're like, oh, my God, it's worse than you say. It's all true. They admit it. I'm like, yeah, I told you. They're putting cancer viruses in the polio vaccine, in the MMR vaccine, in the tetanus vaccines. They've been caught all over the world doing it, folks. And the viruses go into your nerves and then wait till a certain replication point in age of the cells. Some people it hits earlier than it's supposed to. And it's meant literally to not pay you unemployment or to pay you your retirement money. And there's even white papers and patents and how they did it. And I mean, they gave everybody in Europe, the United States, and then all over the world weaponized cancer viruses, live virus. And we're all been implanted with termination switches. And then they can hack and cut and try to stop their own work. And I've done presentations. I've made films. You know, I thought about this morning, should I even sit up here and show you all the documents and articles and how by the 70s they knew 100 million plus Americans got cancer and most of them died from SV40 alone. And I'm talking CDC documents. This is public. Oh, see, it's a little bit worse than them just watching you. They're putting cancer viruses in the major vaccines that, just like herpes, go into the nerves and then activate later upon stress. And they've even tested the viral strains of cancer virus so that they can, again, actuary with computers down to when it's going to kill the average person. Yes, you've been given termination switch. You like that? Because, of course, the elite, of course, the Rockefellers and Cold Springs Harbor that funded Hitler publicly, of course they're going to implant you with a time bomb weapon. Oh, and by the way, they've got treatments and ways to reverse it. But they're not going to tell you that their family gets that, not yours. It's up to you to die. You're supposed to roll over so these inbred, horrible people can inherit the earth. Well, are you going to do that? And I know I talk about horribly frightening things, and the enemy thinks that you're like them, cowards. They think, oh, this will just scare people. They go, oh, don't worry about Alex Jones. He's just scaring people. You know, I wasn't talking to the general public, some of which are cowards. I was talking to those in the general public that aren't. But I was talking to the intelligentsia who was one level below all this intel. You know you dumb the public down. You know you brainwash people. You know you want to manage group. You know you're not really liberals. You're cold-blooded social engineers, and you're told liberalism is the cover that you do it. But it's for the greater good to stabilize the planet, reduce population. But you didn't get a memo not to give your kid the vaccine, though, did you? No, see, you're meant to die, too. And by the way, cancer viruses and vaccines is not even, on a scale of 1 to 10, not even a number 2. Cameras and microphones watching and listening to you is not even a 0.1. You know for 50 years they've had clones. That's now admitted. You know they've had chimeras for 35, they admit. Part human, part animal. Part, you name it. You know that, right? See, it just goes on and on. On and on, on and on, on and on, and now it's all just going to start coming out. Because, see, they can't hide it now. They want to just hide it, have a breakaway civilization. You don't even know about it. It's in government reservations, corporate reservations. Now, because it's all coming out, they're going to have to have a debate about it and just go, oh, you know, there's just a show about clones, and next on the news, you know, we've got these clones, and don't worry, the clones are going to have rights. That'll be their, oh, robots are going to have rights. See how this works? Let me get some other news for you. Here's the deal. The big lie is ever telling yourself you're part of the power structure when you go along with this. You're fooling yourself even if you're a top Rockefeller or a Rothschild or somebody, you know, a J.K. Rowling is part of the propaganda. You're shining on to the color out of time. You're signing on to horror. You're signing on to the most wicked, destructive force in the universe. Because you're scared deep down, and it's real sexy when you just kind of brushes up against you from a distance. Like, ooh, what was that? Let me have some of that. That might be really powerful. What's that do? But if you'd come face to face with it, you'd never curl up next to it. But don't worry, God's going to remove more and more of the protection because you've asked for it, and you're going to get to rub up against it a little closer. Just like those kids that get grabbed out of their backyards and get tortured to death, sometimes over a couple years. All of you that have served this, you have opened the door to everything you want, and you're going to get it. So make no mistake about that. Because God is a just God. Now, it's some of the other news. I said I cover all the news, and I'm not. I'm a bad person. Let's just cover these headlines. House panel approves GOP Obamacare replacement bill. But it's got major resistance in the full House. GOP health care plan Obama revision clears first hurdle in House committee. Why aren't they just getting rid of it? They have the votes. Because the Republicans are part of the same scumbaggery. They want to run your life. GOP scores win on health bill with pre-dawn vote. Yes, it's gone out of the committee. New health care bill targets lottery winners. Yes, really. A customer purchased a Mega Millions lottery ticket at a store in Maine Friday. The jackpot of Friday's drawing score is $500 million. On Thursday, the White House introduced an American Health Care Act to American people. The White House press secretary, Communications Director Sean Spicer, compared the new health care bill to the Affordable Health Care Act, saying Obamacare was an overcomplicated bill that served the special interest and not the American people. Those are over 974 pages that were passed, and then we were told we had to read them, are filed with carve-outs by over $1 billion of health care-related lobbying that were spent on the year of Obamacare was crafted. What's that have to do with a lottery? I thought I'd read that article. It's so weird. Let's continue here. Paul Ryan suggests new health care bill tax cut for the wealthy is no big deal. More screw jobs. How about tax cuts for the middle class and poor people and everybody else? That's what's going to help the economy, jerk. Let's continue. Facebook is teaching artificially intelligent computers to predict the future. I already mentioned that, but that's out of the sun. We'll cover that. Burger flipping robot replaces humans on first day at work. Yeah, the French socialist said, we've raised the minimum wage to get rid of humans. We want robots so the state controls everything. Here they don't tell you that. They just call for higher wages, not telling you that if you do that across the board, it'll just bring in the robots and replace you. But there it is, the London Telegraph. Rise of the machines. That's just some of the news. Diamond says Trump has reawakened animal spirits in the U.S., and it may be impossible to stop the recovery. I know they're trying as hard as they can. We're going to get to that. Trump woos lawmakers with flattery and White House bowling with a work ethic that admits like 10 times out of Barack Hussein Obama. All that and more. And the big news when we come back, I haven't hit yet first. Donald Trump sends B-52 nuclear bombers to South Korea after North fires missiles at Japan and U.S. warns of overwhelming response. Pretty big news. I mean, it shouldn't be a problem. I mean, North Korea is a wonderful total government state communist system that our elites are striving for. How could it be such a threat? How could it be such a problem routinely firing missiles right across the shore and almost hitting Japan? I mean, how dare us not bow down to Kim Jong-un, God Emperor of big government? He's so powerful. Just look at him.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Okay, there's so much new news that's breaking too on InfoWars.com. I need to get to all of this. Man, there is so much here. Just broke on InfoWars.com. Also, Linda Sarsour arrested outside of the Women's Day organization protest outside Trump Hotel. And literally, this is the jihadi lady that admittedly runs the women's march, and they hand out thousands of burqas or hijabs, and then the women wear it. It's just, and they like promote Islam with Gloria Steinem from the CIA. Look at Gloria Steinem, who admits that she was there to break up the family. I mean, what a piece of trash. But that she has a husband, she has kids. She just wants to make sure you don't get them. And here she is back here in the background. Sharia law supporter and anti-Trump activist has been arrested along with other protesters at Trump Hotel in New York City during the Day Without Women. What do you mean, like Day Without Women being able to walk around without hoods on their heads in Saudi Arabia? Or a Day Without Women being sold on slave blocks in Sudan? These people are just totally morally bankrupt. I mean, they're just absolute, complete kookballs. So that's some of the news on InfoWars.com. I want to get into the North Korea thing. It's really the big news, but briefly. They're trying to censor us all over. You notice I never promoted newsletters because I was all about viral spread of news on Facebook, Google, you know, YouTube, you name it, and then folks spreading the articles for InfoWars.com. Now that they're censoring us more and more, you got to send it out on your own email. You got to send it out to other groups. We've got to start moving on to other platforms. And sure, whether it's Reddit, you name it, they're starting to censor pro-Trump, pro-America stuff because they know we're winning. They're desperate. This is a desperate move. Everybody's got to sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter because every day we send out a special of 50% off one or more products. And we're running a special right now that deals with this that is absolutely amazing. We're offering that on, well, they're supposed to have it in my, I'm not mad about this. I'm not mad about this. It's just that it's supposed to be here. So let me see. Victory Series 1, President Trump, Donald J. Trump deals. Those are almost sold out. The new RZ air filtration preparedness mask. We've got free shipping store-wide for this week at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the ultimate paleo caveman formula for 33% off introductory price right now. But I do not have it here in my shack. But coming out today, one of our great nutraceuticals, I know because they do it every day, or hell, who even knows if that's happening? Let me know, folks, if it isn't happening. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We send out videos, articles, you name it, that it's really hard for them to censor email. So be sure and sign up for our free email. Also, the probiotic is 10% off Biome Defense when you get it with our new antifungal and anti-yeast MycoZX, 10 years in the making by Dr. Group. It is incredible. You can read the reviews of what these products do. Here's one for a review of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. As a September 11th first responder, I was exposed to many toxins, and my body is fighting to survive. Supplementation for my well-being is needed to fight off my illness. Alex Jones' product line is organic and does improve my health, so much so I took the Zadroga payout for 9/11 responders and opened a business. I have energy once again and now can focus on living rather than sitting in a hospital bed five times a year. That's Philip from an undisclosed location, 5-star review of X2. Yeah, it just does so many things. So that's available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And, you know, I don't know what the 50% off special is today because it's not in my folder, but that's okay because I'm going to say X2 is 50% off today. With whatever else. And then I'm going to sit here at night and make sure that email goes out. Or I'll quit my job. How's that sound? Because I got to get on air and I got to perform here every day. And I'm glad to do it and get you the information. And I'm going to keep doing it. We're going to go 18 hours a day live soon. I'm not going to back off because no one can defeat live. It forces you to get on air and perform and work. And everybody's going to work to defeat the globalists. Come hell or high water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.